Shalom, today the 26th of Shavuot of the year 5777, corresponding to the 22nd of February of the year 2017. And today is the yahrzeit of a dear friend, Alav HaShalom, peace be upon him, Rabbi Chaim Yosef ben Rabbi Pinchas David, Nuchato Eden, may his rest be in Eden. And today's limud is Lilui Nishmato. And today we continue with our study of the book of Job, with the chapter 8, which is now the answer of the second of the three companions to Job, following Job's answer to Eliphaz. We are in the first round of discourses, and each of the three companions addresses Job in turn. Now we come to the second, Bildad HaShuchi, and we shall see that in some ways Bildad's answer to Job is reminiscent of that of Eliphaz. He adds some things. The question I think that we need to have in our minds as we read this chapter is to ask if you and I could possibly imagine ourselves being in Job's condition. Well, how would the answers of these companions feel to you? How do they feel to me if we were really in this incredibly difficult, suffering situation? And so with that, let us go into the text of chapter 8 as Bildad answers. Chapter 8, verse 1. Vaya'an Bildad HaShuchi Vayomar. And now Bildad the Shuchi, which as our commentators tell us is a descendant of the family of Shuach, who was one of the sons of Abraham by Keturah. And he answers, Vaya'an, he answers and he says, Adon temalel eile, v'ruach kabir imre ficho. Until when will you utter forth, say these things? And a powerful, mighty wind are the words of your mouth. He can break in here his words in different ways. He is trying to dismiss what Job is saying. How long are you going to talk this way? And all this is a wind. But perhaps we can judge Bildad HaShuchi in the scale of merit that he's saying to Job in the way that sometimes one tries to distract the attention of a child that is obsessively complaining and moaning and groaning. That's enough. How long? How long will you do this? He's trying to quieten him in order to give him some words of wisdom. In verse 3, Ha'il ya'avis mishpot ve'im shaddai ya'avis Tzedek. A question, the first letter He of before the divine name. Could it be that Il, God, Ya'avis Mishpot, will he twist judgment? Will he corrupt judgment? Ve'im Shaddai, Ve'im, the second part of the question. If Shaddai, the eternal, another of the names of God, Ya'avis Tzedek, could he corrupt righteousness? So these two sides of these two aspects of God's dealings with the word Mishpat, which is the central column, Tiferet, the beauty of his combining Gevurah, the severity of judgment, with Chesed, kindness, to produce Rachamim, produce compassion. That is that is the attribute of Il, which is a name on the side of God's love. So God will not corrupt the Mishpat and Shaddai, which is the name associated with the attribute of Yesod, which is feeding to Malchut, Shaddai is sending down the shefa, the flow of blessing of tzedek to Malchut, who is called Tzedakah. So would God corrupt the righteousness? Verse 4, Im bonecho chot u loy, vayishalchim biyad pish'am. If your children sinned against him, well, he has sent them away in the hand of their sin. This is a point that Eliphaz had not made to Job, but now, very forthrightly, Bildad does make the point to Job that his children were not acting righteously by partying day after day in the succession of the houses of the brothers. And indeed, this is a point to bear in mind, that Job, for all of his righteousness, and although he sacrificed in order to atone for his children, it does not appear that he fully fulfilled his duties as a father to guide his sons in the ways of wisdom. At least some of the day they should have been studying the ways of wisdom instead of spending the whole day drinking and partying. So rightly, Bildad says to Job, look, you can't complain about the death of your children because that was what was decreed to be. Imato teshachir el il, ve'el Shaddai tischanon. If you will entreat to God, the concept of teshachir is to continuously approach and pray to God every morning, as it were, to day by day, all the time. If you will appeal to God, ve'el Shaddai tischanon, if you will supplicate to Shaddai. So again, these two names, the name of El associated with Chesed, and the name of Shaddai associated with Yesod, because Chesed would be the source of the Shefa, and Yesod would bring the Shefa into the world. If you will do this, if you will now repent yourself for your sins, Bildad is telling Yov, Im zach v'yoshor oto, ki ato yo'ir olecho, v'shilam nevas tzidkecho. For if you are pure and upright, then now shall he awaken upon you, arouse upon you his goodness. V'shilam, he will pay, nevas tzidkech, will pay the dwelling place of your righteousness. God will, if you are indeed virtuous, and if you will turn to him in repentance, then he will repay your good deeds. And now, Bildad is seeking to comfort Job in this predicament. V'hoyo reishisecho mitzor, v'acharisecho yiske me'od. If you will repent, then v'hoyo reishisecho, your beginning will have been mitzor, will have been small. V'acharisecho, but your latter end, yiske me'od, it will be sagi in Aramaic, very much. It will be very abundant, very prosperous. Kisha'alno ledor rishon, v'chonein lechikir avosom. For ask, please, back to the generation that was first, and prepare yourself lechikir avosom, for the investigation of their fathers. We are here in this question of suffering involved in matters that we ourselves have not sufficient experience only from the narrow world, the time-bound world we find ourselves in. We need to go back to the ancient wisdom and look back at what has happened all through history. Kismul anachnu belo nido. Kitzil yomeinu ali oretz. Kismul, for we are tmol, as in the Hebrew of today, etmol, yesterday. We are just now, this day, we're born just yesterday. Kitmol anachnu, we are just from yesterday. Velo nido, we cannot know, we do not know. Kitzil yomeinu ali oretz. But a shadow is our days over the earth. Halohim yoruchu yomru loch, umilibom yoitziu milim. Shall not they teach you? They will say to you, and from their heart shall they bring forth words. So now Bildad will embark on a metaphor to express how ephemeral is the life of the wicked. So here is the teaching that is an ancient proverb, perhaps. Hayigeh gomeh belo bitzo, yiskeh ohu veli moyim. Hayigeh gomeh. Shall the gomer, the reed, as where Moses was put in the reeds, in the tevat gomer, in the ark made of the little ark made of the gomer, hayigeh, will he be geeh, will he be haughty and rise high, this plant, below vitzon, without the mud and the clay in which it grows, the thick, well-watered mud. Yiske ochu velimoyim. Shall the rushes be abundant, the same word that we had just before of yiske, the ochu is the same word that we have in the dream of Pharaoh, where the cows are grazing in the ochu, grazing there in the pasture land. Can this be, can these rushes and these reeds, can these grow without water? There they are, they grow high, they grow mighty, but they're dependent on the water. Odenu ve'ibo Loikotef, while it's still beibo in its full strength, loikotef, it cannot just be plucked down. These plants which grow in the clay like there, these rushes, they're actually in their full strength, they are quite tough to cut or to pull down. But filifnei chol chotzir yivosh, before all of the other grass of the fields, do they dry up? The moment the water has gone, they dry. Kein olchois kol shochechei el v'sikvas honif tuived. So are the paths of all those who forget God. And the hope of the flatterer, the one who merely serves God to his face but not in his heart, that person, toived, shall be lost. Just like the reeds and the rushes that were growing so haughtily and so abundantly, but when the water's gone, they dry up. So too those who forget God and those who fail to serve God in accordance with His in the proper way, they will perish. Asher yokot kislo uveis akovish mivtaho. That his trust, his hope shall be cut off. And merely the house of a spider's web so easily brushed away is miftacho, that which he trusted in. The futility and vanity of all that the wicked think that they're accomplishing, and it's all nothing. Verse 15, Yisho'ein al beiso velo ya'amod, ya'hazik bo velo yokum. He shall rest upon his house, and he will not stand. He will strengthen himself in it, but he shall not arise. Not only his physical house, but also his dynasty will be lost. Rotov hu lifnei shomesh, ve'al ganoso yonakto seitze. Continuing the metaphor of the reeds and the rushes. Rotov, he is damp and moist. Rotov hu, he's moist. Lifnei shomesh, standing before the sun. Ve'al ganoso, over his garden that surrounds him, yonakato seitze, the tubers, the roots that are sucking in the earth and the clay, they go forth all around. Al gal shoroshov yesubochu beis avonim yecheze, upon the gal, the pile of the stones and the pebbles, Shoroshov, his roots are subochu, they become twined around in a complex way. Beis avonim, a house of stones, yechezeh, shall he see this reed. And now comes the end of the reed, swallowed up, disappears. Im yeval anu mimakomo, v'chehash bo lo reisicho. Im yeval anu mimakomo, if he, that is to say the Almighty, shall swallow him up from his place, v'chehash bo, the place will deny him. Place no longer acknowledges, does not recognize. Lo re'isicho, I never saw you. Hen hu mesos darko, ume ofor acher itzmochu. Thus is he that delight is his way, and from another earth shall they grow forth. Well, these last words of the verse here, this is the one who has the joyous way, he shall sprout forth from a different earth. Here we have a little crack in the cover over of the profound secrets that underlie our text here, because beneath the surface of this text is the mystery of Gilgul Neshamot, of the transmigration of souls. And here in this verse where it says, Hen hu mesos darko, so it is he that joy is his way. Ume ofor acher yitzmochu, they shall sprout forth from a different earth. Well, the earth from which the real plant in the of the nimshal, that to which the metaphor comes to point to, the individual, that is the neshama, the soul, and the afar, the earth, that is the body. So in the metaphor, the bulrushes and the reeds are terribly vain creations that are sprouting one day and flourishing, and then they dry up and they are gone. But here is the words of hope underlying this, that the earth, which is the body, me afar acher, from a different earth shall they sprout forth. In other words, God is filled with compassion, and he is going to recycle these souls into the world until they are able to be rectified also. And so now Bildad comes to his conclusion. Hen il lo yim'as tom. Likewise, thus also God will not despise the tam, the person that is without a blemish, the person that is pure and sincere, goes with true, pure simplicity. V'lo yachazik biyad mera'im. But God will not hold by the hand of the evildoers. He will not despise the tam. This is Bildad's words of comfort to Job, that if you are indeed pure, what you must do is to repent and to rectify what you left undone, and then surely you will come to a good end. So now the conclusion of Bildad's address to Iyov, Ad yemale schok, until there shall be filled with laughter your mouth, was reminiscent of Psalm 126 on the that recited before the Birkat Mazon on Shabbat and festivals. Psalm 126, then with the redemption from the exile, our mouths were filled with laughter. Usefosecho teruo, the words here of Yov, your lips will be with the triumphant teruo, blast of joy. Soneecho yilbishu voshes, veohel reshoim enenu. Those that hate you shall be garbed in shame, and the tent of the wicked is not, it is destroyed. So these closing words of Bildad to Iyov are leaving him on a note of negativity. He had said to Job, look, if you repent, you will have a good end, you will laugh at the end, but and the those that hate you will be clothed with shame, but the tent of the wicked will not be there. In other words, if you are not righteous, remember that is the fate of the wicked, so you should repent. That is his address to Job, and now it's up to you and me to consider how would we feel if we had that kind of address, if we were hurting very, very much. And if we were faced with somebody who is hurting very, very much and who we need to comfort, how would we do it? I think that's one of the challenges to the reader and the student of Iyov in considering these discourses.